So we were talking about this house and the things y'all have added to it. Now, back when you were growing up, what kind of kitchen things did you use? Like the plates and all, what were they made out of? And just,
well, they had real nice dishes and things. They were some of them china, and then our everyday dishes we call was just plain old earthenware. You know what I mean? But they were beautiful china. I have china that's been handed down to the generations here that I still have. But I wouldn't take pretty fair. Of course, I don't have a full set, but I have pieces that I wouldn't depart with under no circumstances. And I have a set of glasses that I went to housekeeping with. I reckon you would call them china, but it's been in my family for 30-something years. They have the small goblet lights, you know, and you didn't drink much tea out of them. They was most for to look at, you know what I mean? But they're just beautiful.
How'd you keep from breaking them with all these years?
Well, we broke a few.
Six children.
I was kindly afraid they would break them, but they knew that I wanted to keep them. You know, I taught them that I went to housekeeping with them, and it had been handed down from the family, and I wanted to keep them. Uh-huh. And they were just a little bit, handle them a little bit better than they would just the little old Melamat and such as that we use now, you know. And they just helped me to take care of them. So we have a good bit of china here that's been handed down through the family, and I wouldn't take anything for them.
Let me stop and make sure this is taken. Okay, and other things like in the kitchen, most things are made out of china or the earthenware, you said?
Most of the old stuff was earthenware. And lots of it was tin. You know, the cheap stuff was tin, like the pans and things that you cooked out of was tin. And a lot of it was iron, just cast iron. Mm-hmm. I had a set that was cast iron, and I remember a few years ago they put out a lot of this cast iron, you know, tried to duplicate, just like it used to be, but it wasn't the same thing. I have an iron Frank frying pan over there that has two pouring sides to it.
And the one up right up there?
Yeah. And it was my grandmother's. And it was made for a left-handed person or a right-handed person, either one you wanted to use it for.
Nice.
You know, now they just have the pouring spout for one side, but it has two pouring spouts on each side. You see how old they are?
Yeah.
But I want to keep them. Used to, they would burn them off. When they would use them on an old stove, they would get kind of crooked on the bottom, and they would take them in and put them into a fireplace and burn them off and keep that burn off.
Do you still use those a lot?
Yes, I use them right now. Cook cornbread in when my family comes.
I bet it makes good cornbread.
Yes, it sure does make good cornbread. The little small one, I use it to cook cornbread in. My husband, he loves cornbread. He loves his cornbread. He said he had to eat so much loaf bread while he was in service, you know what I mean? But he loves cornbread, and I cook it, and I have half that little pound of cornbread, put half of it in the freezer till he wants cornbread again, and I don't have to cook it so often. I remember we had a nephew when he went to Vietnam and came home. He was over there about 2 years. And he was in the Marines, and he wrote me several times while he was over there, and he'd talk about the good cornbread he'd ate out of those old pans, you know. And he said, "Aunt Ava, when I get home, I want you to have me a big pan of cornbread." So I asked him, I said, "What would you love to have to eat if I could send it to you?" And he said, "I'd like for you to hand me a big piece of cornbread right now and some milk." So the night that he came home, he came in from Vietnam, and he